Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we're diving into Emotional Intelligence 2.0 by Travis Bradbury and Gene Greaves. This insightful book unpacks the concept of emotional intelligence, or EQ, which is the ability to recognize, understand, and manage not only your own emotions, but those of others. The authors break down EQ into four core skills and provide practical advice on enhancing these abilities to foster stronger relationships and increase personal and professional success. Travis Bradbury and Gene Greaves, acclaimed authors and founders of TalentSmart, an international consultancy specializing in emotional intelligence training for businesses, bring their extensive expertise to the table. Their work includes award-winning titles such as The Emotional Intelligence Quick Book and Leadership 2.0, marking them as leading voices in the domain of emotional intelligence. Emotional Intelligence 2.0 is a must-read for psychologists, family counselors, managers, business owners, and anyone who finds themselves navigating challenging personal or professional relationships. Join us as we explore how to step up your EQ game and transform the way you connect with the world around you. Emotional Intelligence 2.0. Discover how to increase your EQ. Introduction. Discover the power of emotional intelligence. Boost your career and personal life. In today's high-pressure work environment, being a whiz with numbers or a tech savant simply isn't enough to guarantee professional success or satisfaction. The real game changer: your ability to finesse your people skills and manage your emotions in a myriad of situations. Whether you're dealing with colleagues, customers, or investors, your capacity for emotional control and understanding can propel you up the career ladder. But it's not just about mastering interactions with others. The art of self-management under stress is equally crucial. As you navigate the daily demands of modern professional life, it is your emotional intelligence, or EQ, that stands as your stalwart ally. This skill set not only enhances your relationships with others, but also deepens your personal introspection and emotional regulation. Imagine having a toolkit that enables you not only to understand and manage your feelings, but also to forge stronger connections through empathy and social skills. This narrative offers proven strategies for elevating your EQ, providing you with the essentials to thrive both in your career and personal life. Through this exploration, you will learn valuable lessons, such as the importance of personal details, like a coworker's nickname, the unexpected benefits of embracing public challenges to enhance productivity, and the insights you can gain about a person just from their body language, starting with their shoulders. Intrigued? Stay tuned to uncover how these tools can transform your approach to daily interactions and challenges, setting you on a path to greater emotional fulfillment and professional achievement. Part 1. Unveiling Emotional Intelligence. Master self-awareness, manage behaviors, understand others, and cultivate relationships. Ever marveled at someone's knack for navigating complex social interactions with grace? Whether calming a distraught colleague or cheering up a friend, some individuals possess a seemingly natural talent for understanding and influencing the emotions of those around them. This remarkable ability stems from a well-developed emotional intelligence, or EQ. At its core, emotional intelligence is about recognizing and comprehending not only your own emotions, but also those of others, and then using this awareness to guide interactions positively. Those who excel in these skills tend to have high EQ, making them adept at reading the subtle cues in people's behavior and body language. Emotional intelligence comprises four key pillars. The first pillar is self-awareness, the capacity to introspect and understand your own emotions and tendencies. This self-knowledge is fundamental in recognizing how your feelings affect your thoughts and behaviors. Next is self-management, which focuses on maintaining your emotional composure and behaving appropriately across different situations. Effective self-management ensures that you act in ways that align with your values and goals, regardless of external pressures. Moving to the third pillar, we have social awareness. With a solid grasp of your own emotions, you can better perceive and understand the feelings of others. This awareness enhances your ability to decipher social cues, including body language, helping you appreciate what others may be feeling, whether it be happiness, distress, or something in between. The final pillar is relationship management. By mastering the first three aspects of emotional intelligence, you pave the way for building and sustaining healthy, supportive relationships. Being attuned to the emotions of others and responding appropriately fosters mutual respect and understanding, which are crucial for strong connections. Consider the scenario where a colleague reacts poorly to direct criticism. Armed with emotional intelligence, you can tailor your approach to offer feedback that is constructive and receptive, thereby nurturing a more positive and productive work environment. Stay tuned as we delve deeper into each element of emotional intelligence, offering insights and strategies to enhance your social interactions and personal growth. Part 2. Enhance your self-awareness. Understand the full spectrum of your emotions. How deep does your understanding of yourself really go? Sure, you might have a clear preference for coffee over tea or a penchant for action movies over dramas, but self-awareness encompasses much more than our likes and dislikes. It involves a profound understanding of your emotions to prevent them from overwhelming you. Consider the reasons behind your emotions, especially during moments of frustration or irritation. Experiencing a bad mood isn't an automatic sentence for a terrible day. For instance, imagine forgetting your briefcase, spilling coffee all over your workspace, or struggling to align your team on a project. These incidents can trigger a cascade of negativity, potentially causing you to overreact to minor annoyances. However, recognizing that these feelings are transient can help you regain control and perspective. Equally, it's crucial not to lose this awareness during your best moments. Joy can often lead us to act impulsively. Take, for example, stumbling upon an unexpected 75% off sale at your favorite store. The rush of excitement could cloud your judgment, causing you to buy things you don't need, leading to regret once the bills arrive. In moments of heightened emotion, both good and bad, pause and consider the potential consequences of your actions. Asking yourself whether you truly need what you're about to purchase or whether reacting harshly in a moment of frustration is worth it can save you from future stress. By staying mindful of your emotions and their triggers, you can navigate life's ups and downs more smoothly, making conscious decisions that align with your best interests. Remember, self-awareness is the key to not being ruled by your emotions, but rather ruling them with informed, thoughtful actions. Part 3. Mastering self-management. Balance your emotional and logical responses. Navigating the complexities of self-management is a common struggle. It's easy to veer off track when our internal emotions urge us to act contrary to our plans, or when obstacles appear too daunting. A key component of enhanced emotional intelligence is effective self-management, which involves a healthy balance between emotions and rational thought. A practical technique for achieving this balance is to use an emotion versus reason list. This method is straightforward. Draw a two-column table. In the first column, note down the actions that your emotions are driving you toward. In the second column, list what your logical mind advises. This exercise provides clarity, helping you to weigh both emotional impulses and rational considerations evenly. Evaluate which column makes the most compelling case. Are emotional biases skewing your judgment, or perhaps is your logic flawed or incomplete? Imagine a scenario where you need to decide on dismissing an underperforming employee who you personally like. An emotion versus reason list in this situation could help you visualize the emotional consequences versus the logical need for your team to perform well. Another effective strategy for self-management is to share your objectives with friends and family. Opening up about your goals not only garners support, but also creates a network of accountability. No one likes to disappoint people they care about, and this external expectation can be a powerful motivator. Consider the case of a professor who was chronic with missed deadlines. To tackle his procrastination, he promised to pay his colleagues $100 for each deadline he failed to meet. This financial penalty, combined with peer accountability, dramatically improved his punctuality. Through these strategies, balancing emotions with logic and leveraging the power of accountability, you can bolster your self-management practices, leading to better personal and professional outcomes. Part 4. Decoding body language. Harness social cues to enhance communication. Ever wondered how some people, like seasoned waiters, always seem to know exactly what you need before you say anything? They might leave you alone when you want quiet, or engage when you seek interaction. This isn't just intuition, it's a sign of high social intelligence. To boost your own social awareness, focus initially on understanding the nonverbal cues people offer, adjusting your approach to fit their emotional state. Begin by observing from the top down, starting with the eyes. Eyes can be particularly revealing, with rapid blinking, sometimes hinting at discomfort or even dishonesty. Next, consider the mouth. Observe whether a smile is genuine or forced. Remember, a true smile will crinkle the corners of the eyes and is a much better indicator of warmth and empathy. Don't overlook the shoulders either. Tight, hunched shoulders may indicate stress or insecurity, whereas relaxed shoulders suggest confidence and openness. After assessing these cues, tailor your behavior accordingly. For instance, if someone appears tense or upset, it may not be the best time to ask probing questions. Instead, give them space and wait for a better moment. The second key aspect of social intelligence is personal recognition. Always address people by their first name if possible. Generic titles like Sir or Mr. can create distance. Using someone's first name not only bridges that gap, but also signals respect and attentiveness, which can significantly strengthen the connection. Moreover, knowing their name, and even a nickname, can provide insights into their identity or cultural background, offering another layer of connection. This mutual respect and recognition pave the way for more meaningful and personalized interactions. Leverage these strategies to refine your social awareness, enabling you to better read the room and engage more thoughtfully and effectively with those around you. Part 5. Align your body language with your intentions to foster genuine relationships. Consider a common scenario. You pledge to stay in touch with a friend who's moving away, but eventually those promises fizzle out. What gives? Maintaining relationships demands significant effort and time, resources that are often in short supply. Yet cultivating enduring connections is a pivotal component of emotional intelligence. A key step in nurturing these relationships is ensuring your body language aligns with your verbal messages. The coherence between what you say and how you say it plays a critical role in how your message is received. Mixed signals can lead to confusion and misinterpretation, undermining trust and sincerity. Imagine you need to applaud your team for their outstanding work, but you're still seething from a morning argument. If you deliver praise with a scowl and a monotone voice, the sincerity of your commendation is called into question. Your body language is contradicting your words, diluting the positive impact of your message. Another vital aspect of strengthening relationships is actively seeking and responding to feedback. While it's often difficult to hear criticism, understanding that feedback is meant to aid your growth, not to belittle you, can make it more palatable. Consider feedback as a gesture of care and concern, and use it as a tool for self-improvement. Moreover, acknowledging and appreciating feedback is essential. Expressing gratitude to those who offer constructive input not only shows respect, but also reinforces your appreciation for the relationship. By aligning your nonverbal cues with your words and embracing honest feedback, you lay a robust foundation for genuine and lasting relationships. Remember, consistent and open communication is the cornerstone of connections that stand the test of time. Final summary. Emotional intelligence, or EQ, is an invaluable asset in all areas of life. This book outlines actionable strategies to elevate your EQ by mastering self-awareness, self-management, social awareness, and relationship management. The journey begins with understanding and regulating your personal emotions and reactions. By cultivating a deep awareness of your emotional triggers and responses, you set the stage for broader emotional mastery. From here, the focus shifts to interpreting and reacting to the body language and emotional cues of others. This enhances your ability to connect on a deeper level, fostering trust and empathy through personal engagements and thoughtful communication. To balance the emotional with the rational, it's crucial to develop a framework where feelings and logic coexist. This equilibrium helps in making sound decisions that honor both your heart and your intellect. Ongoing self-improvement is fundamental. Actively seeking feedback, even when it may be tough to hear, and applying this information constructively ensures continual growth and adaptation in your emotional intelligence journey. High EQ doesn't just improve how you interact with others, it fundamentally enhances how you navigate your personal goals and challenges. By integrating these principles, you align closer to both your ambitions and the needs of those around you, paving the way for a fulfilled and balanced life. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.